You're listening to Open Airways, stories from the back of the ambulance.
Hi, my name is Rick Anderson. I currently work as the Associate Dean of EMS Education at Mid-State Technical College in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Here to talk today a little bit about some past paramedic experiences, and I've worked for about the past 11 years as a paramedic, primarily in the Washera County area, central Wisconsin, smaller rural county, but definitely have had our fair share of incidents that kind of stick out in your mind. And the one I guess I wanted to share with you today was just to kind of give the listeners an idea of how sometimes the cruelty of humans can impact the calls that you go on, and not in a sense so much of we think of domestic abuse situations and child abuse and things like that we might run across on a little bit more frequent basis. But I had one particular call that really illustrated what I'm talking about, and it was a call for a car accident. It was a report of a rollover with six people that were injured, and that multiple people had been ejected from the car and were laying on the highway. So when we pulled up, we got out, and we could certainly see some people laying in the road. And I identified there was a female patient that was lying on the side of the road that I'd identified to my partner that this is going to be my patient. I'll go take her. And as I'm walking up, I could see this basically a trail of blood that was streaked across the highway. And it stopped where my patient was lying. And so I started to work on her, and this guy approached me from one of the cars that was parked by the accident scene, and he said, I need to tell you something. And I said, okay, go ahead. I'm working on the patient at the same time. And he said, some guy got out of his car and dragged this lady off the road so that he could drive through the accident scene. And it just kind of threw me back. I thought, wow, I can't believe that somebody would be that impatient, number one, that they couldn't wait for somebody to get there to clear the accident scene, but secondly, that they would have the gall and the lack of humanity, I guess, to grab somebody by what this witness said, grabbed her by the legs and just dragged her off to the side of the road and left her there. And it turned out in this case that that patient did live, thankfully, but still was something that just kind of blew my mind and illustrated to me from that day forward that you just never really know what to expect when you get to a scene. So, I guess the lesson that I learned and the lesson I would pass on to anybody else is, never expect that the call you're going to is going to be just another run-of-the-mill call like the one you had yesterday, that it may be maybe something completely different than what it initially looks like.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from emsresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.